The 25th of July marks annual World Drowning Prevention Day, an initiative established by the UN General Assembly in the hope of better safety for families and communities all around the world. The World Health Organization is working towards better education and awareness in collaboration with governments, UN agencies and other sectors to create prevention measures and change. Sarah Dane Sasson has this story.
World Drowning Prevention Day is an awareness campaign established by the UN General Assembly to advocate, educate and promote the severity that drowning has on around 236,000 people every year. Being among the top 10 leading causes of child and adolescent deaths, it is an urgent occurrence that needs to be highlighted, and the World Health Organization is currently doing so. Joshua Carras, Executive Manager of the UNNA New South Wales Division, further explains.
During the 75th General Assembly session, the session heard that, you know, drowning is really a leading cause of global injury related to child's death and children's death that can so easily, you know, be greatly assisted and prevented through preventative measures, including awareness raising and whatnot. So from that, out of that was born that. The concept of a day, World Drowning Prevention Day, and this year we have celebrated it on the 25th of July for the very first time.
Drowning is among the 10 leading causes of death for children and youth up to 24 years old, which is an unfortunately incredible number. Is this what struck a chord with the organisation to want to start up this Awareness Day?
Look, it certainly is, and it's a cause of death for over 2.5 million deaths over the last decade. And it's in addition, it's also considered to be it's a social equity issue. Children in rural areas are disproportionately affected and whatnot. So it is considered to be a leading cause of child mortality and a leading cause of death globally for 5 to 14-year-olds. The idea was that local organisations would work, the relevant authorities, to work towards really supporting the practical policy work to make this happen. So, you know, whether there can be support around, you know, installing barriers to control access to water, providing safe places away from water, teaching swimming in, you know, water safely, rescue skills. We're very fortunate here in Australia that we do have a very strong, obviously, presence when it comes to water-based activities as such a water-focused nation. If you've seen the Olympics lately, you know, we certainly are swimmers. And so, luckily, you know, Australia is well-placed to the relevant authorities to bolster its efforts to just make that number of preventable deaths drop to zero. By working on this issue, you know, the country is working towards its goal these global goals that are due by the year 2030. And I think it serves as a important reminder that, yes, COVID is certainly taking still the center stage. You know, there are also many other issues that the UN and our communities need to be focusing on as well. If it hadn't been for COVID, this would have been, you know, a front page kind of scenario. We would have had the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge turning blue, you know, but unfortunately no one's there to see it at the moment, which is a real shame. But, you know, the UN's doing what they can, obviously, and we keep working towards the resolution of those issues.
What can we do to support this as just regular citizens?
Look, there's so much you can do. The premise of the UN Association of Australia, New South Wales Division, is to really kind of solidify the concept that global efforts start with local action. So I'm really glad that you've asked that question. It's all about communication and, you know, that opportunity to learn. So if you know someone who doesn't know how to swim, you know, offer to help them. You know, if you have been waiting on getting a fence around that pool for a year now, get onto it. You know, take that proactivity and just get it done, because you never know. You know, imagine if you had intended to, you know, put a fence around that pool, but one day it's just too late. And if people are more interested to hear about us, the work of the UNANSW, just enter UNANSW to Google and for more information.
In light of the initiatives and campaigns established by the World Health Organization and United Nations Association, we have come to see a combined effort to explore and minimize the detriment that drowning has on families and communities worldwide.
Sarah Dane Sasson ending that report.